Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Is the pace of your hectic workplace impacting your health? Let's go in-depth with Barry Westerkamp with Anytime Fitness, Pella. Barry, where are you from?
I am originally from Pella.
So most people listening from Pella will know that. They're familiar with you, your business, and you went to Central College, right?
And I went to Central College, yeah. I graduated from Pella High in 1996 and graduated from Central College in 2000.
And what got you interested in physical fitness?
Well, it's a long story, but when I was in high school, it was like the last thing on my mind. Never really wanted to do any kind of a workout. But then when I got in college, it was about my sophomore year, I started getting interested in fitness, started working out, and I just really enjoyed it. Liked the way it made me feel, started to see some, you know, changes physically. So, it was one of those things where after I graduated from college, I was still working out. This wasn't the field that I was in. I was actually a communication major, but I was still working out. And then my wife and I, we got married. We moved out to Idaho and wanted to continue on doing something in the fitness realm. And so started working at a gym out there. And yeah, that sort of got my appetite started, I guess, for the fitness industry. And that was about 10 years ago when all that happened. And yeah, here I am.
Well, now, Pella's an interesting place to do it because there's a whole lot of people working in corporations, big industrial plants, and living busy corporate lives. And it's hard to stay fit in a busy, competitive corporate world, isn't it?
It is, yeah, because, you know, if you're in an office type setting, well, you're sitting most of the day and, you know, you might have a lunch hour, but sometimes that lunch hour is spent still at your desk and, you know, maybe you just got to go grab something real quick. So we're not always making the right choices as far as nutrition goes. And yeah, we're probably definitely not getting enough physical activity. So you add those two together and that's really not a very good combination.
Well, some whole lot of us, many of us increasingly are sitting in front of a screen of one type or another all day, bent over, not paying attention to our posture. I mean, we've got to extend and stretch out, and you want to help us be as fit as we can in today's competitive environment.
Yeah, definitely. You know, think about you drive to work, so you're sitting down going to work. Then you are sitting at your desk in front of a computer screen all day, maybe 8 hours a day. Then you drive home, and then you're exhausted from the long day, so you just want to sit more, and then maybe you have a meal with your family, and you're sitting. Or maybe there's an activity that your kids are involved in, so you're sitting in the bleachers watching a game. So, we're just sitting way too much. So, yeah, it definitely has an effect on the posture. A lot of people have, you know, low back pain as a result of sitting way too much. So, yeah, we want to get people moving, get them more active for sure.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Barry Westerkamp with Anytime Fitness. By not being active, I bet, by focusing so much time on work and at screen and not getting away. And while we think we need to do that to maintain our productivity, I bet it hurts our productivity ultimately. And that if we're all doing it in the same corporation, overall productivity in the company is impacted. Is that right?
It definitely is right. You know, you think of doing that repetitive motion, and really it is a repetitive motion, because if you're sitting at your desk and let's say you're typing or you're, you know, on the computer or whatever, you're doing that motion, you're sitting in that posture for an extended period of time. So it's definitely going to have an impact on your body. For some reason, looking at that screen for long periods of time makes people tired. And so can definitely impact the quality of sleep that you get as well, especially, you know, we're staring at blue screens mostly the whole day long, and then we have our cell phones at night that we're, you know, on constantly. So it can definitely affect the quality of sleep that we get, but also just the lack of activity over time, you're going to start adding some weight and you're going to start packing on a few pounds. And then when you're carrying more weight around, yeah, it's definitely going to impact your energy levels.
And as you get older and the activity levels naturally, or at least seem to naturally decrease among most folks.
For most people, it does, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like the Silicon Valley folks, those big tech firms, recognize this, and they have sort of corporate, I don't know, activities, and they get people away from, you know, all these startups and all this stuff happening in California. They let people get up and stretch and do stuff like this. They recognize the significance of it, maybe ahead of the rest of the world.
Well, there are several businesses in town that, you know, are very aware of the health issues with their employees. You know, they're spending lots of money on health care, and they want their employees to be in shape. They know that it's going to increase productivity in their employees. So, you know, I would say the businesses in town, it's definitely on their radar to improve the health of their employees. Sometimes I don't know if they, I guess, have all of the programming that is necessary to get people to change. Because really, the employee has to want to do it. You can't obviously force someone to start getting in shape. They've got to want to do that as well. And so any kind of incentive that you can offer them is always going to be a benefit.
Well, management has to recognize the significance of it, because I could see, you know, management measuring productivity and, you know, along some measure they've derived without necessarily knowing how that productivity could increase by letting their staff or teaching their staff or helping their staff to exercise and eat right.
Yeah, you know, management is definitely aware of what's going on with the health of their employees, because, quite frankly, it just affects the bottom line way too much. So, you know, starting programs, you know, whether it's something where they get some type of break on their insurance. I know there's a few companies in town that will, you know, give their employees a break on their insurance if their health scores are adequate enough. So definitely companies are starting to be more aware of that, and they're offering different kind of programs.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Barry Westerkamp with Anytime Fitness. Now, when I walked into Anytime Fitness today, it was mid-morning, pretty busy, and a lot of people in here. I didn't expect it to be as busy as it is. Can you sort of give me a glimpse of just right now what kinds of work the people do that are here working out now?
We've got people that, I mean, they work in all kinds of different businesses here in town. You know, we've got stay-at-home moms, we've got Vermeer, we've got Pellicorp, you know, we've got obviously a lot of people that work here uptown on the square where we're located. And so, yeah, all different walks of life, all different ages. You know, I think our oldest member is 87, and she comes three times a week, sometimes four times a week. So, I mean, we've got all sorts of different people coming in.
All walks of life.
All walks of life, yep.
Okay, and so there are people that recognize the importance of working out, and it seemed like there was, you know, some chatter, some people, you know, enjoying their time too. Is that part of a successful exercise regime for people to work with other people?
Yeah, definitely. We do a lot of stuff in groups here, and people like the group training atmosphere because, yeah, you get that camaraderie of working out with other people, your peers, other people that have similar goals to you. And, you know, if you can share that same experience with someone, it makes it more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. It's more fun to chat when you're doing something that maybe be more reluctant to do if you were on your own. It adds another element of fun to it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, working out on your own, it takes a pretty self-disciplined person to come in several times a week to be able to do it on their own. Just for the fact that, you know, we can always find something else that we would rather do. But if you've got a group of people that you're working out with, and let's say they're working with a coach and you're sort of expected to be there, it definitely helps keep people accountable.
Well, now you've got a program that you're implementing this month where you're bringing all of this together. You're bringing the corporate world, you're bringing people that work together and have fun and trying to pull it all together to improve everybody's health and productivity. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's called the Ultimate Fitness Corporate Challenge. And really what it is, it's an 8-week transformation contest. So it's a weight loss contest. And what we're doing is we're putting teams of about 3 to 5 people together from the same business or from the same organization in town. So they can form a team together. And then they are going to be working out together for 8 weeks. It's 5 sessions a week. There will be a coach or a personal trainer leading all of the sessions. And yeah, really what it's designed to do is to obviously get people on the right track to living a healthier lifestyle. So we will talk to them about nutrition. So changing some of their habits when they're eating. Also get them started working out properly, working out in the right manner that's going to help them to lose weight, to feel better, have more energy. So really it's the total package, it's the total program for somebody who's ready to make those changes in their life. And yeah, they can get some friends and coworkers from their place of business and they can do it together, which makes it a lot of fun.
Well, and I heard there was an economic incentive as well.
And there's an economic incentive. Yeah, we're giving away, it's a $3,000 cash prize to the winning team. So that's a good incentive out there for people to stay motivated.
Well, it sounds like it might be a good team building exercise too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, anytime you can work out with, like I said, people with similar goals and people that, you know well, it's going to help build that camaraderie, help build that team atmosphere.
In the office, you can build a team, but maybe this will allow you to explore different aspects of the personality of somebody that you work with and you thought you knew but never dealt with out of the work environment.
Yeah, you know, when you're sweating together, it creates a different environment. And, you know, it's great to always see the encouragement that people will offer each other because, yeah, it is a different environment. You know, you're working together, let's say, 8 hours a day, and all of a sudden you come and you're sweating together and you're lifting weights and you're, you know, doing that kind of thing. It is a different environment, and it's very cool to see people really just encourage each other and keep each other motivated.
Well, and if the work environment is particularly stressful, this is exactly what they need.
Yeah, they can get out of that stressful environment, do something that, yeah, it's a challenge, but when they're done, they're going to feel accomplished.
And so they should just stop by Anytime Fitness here on the square?
Yeah, they can stop by here at our location on the square if they want some more information, or they can go to our website, which is www.ufcpella.com. And it will have some more information that they can read about.
And you say it's an 8-week program?
Yes.
But the goal is to start with the 8 weeks. That's like the starting line, right? But then we want to do this for the rest of our lives, right?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people just kind of need a jump start. They need a kick in the pants. They need something like, yeah, you know what? I can do that for 8 weeks. Sometimes when you look at, hey, you know, signing up for 12 months or 18 months or whatever it might be, that's a long time. And, you know, to do something for 8 weeks, most people can say, okay, yep, I'm going to commit myself to doing it for 8 weeks. And then it's a good jump start for them. And then, yeah, we would obviously love to see them keep going with a fitness program so that they can maintain the results that they've seen.
That maintaining is so important, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very difficult to maintain. You know, the last thing that we want to see for people is for them to see good results and then quit doing what they're doing. because, hey, you know what, life gets in the way, and I can't make the time to do it now or whatever. And then all those results go away, and then they come back, and they want results again, and then they quit. That's not the pattern that we want people to see. We want people to get the weight off, help them maintain it, keep it off, so they never have to see it again.
Thanks to Barry Westerkamp for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.